This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Warren. Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne.
Hello.
The Royals are coming today.
Who cares? Who cares?
Actually, I don't really care either, to be honest. But apparently they're going to catch a tram.
Mm-hmm.
What if they'll catch it during peak hour?
Oh, they probably will. But the whole thing is the federal police will come on and move everybody off.
Yeah.
So they could get on them and their entourage. I mean,
well, they're going down to South Melbourne Beach.
Oh, good. I thought Harry might want to go down to the pop-up forest. Is he looking for a beat? what beat he's going to dance to, is it? Don't they do it with the, like, what did they call it? The Tatooines or something. You know, they all go up drums. Yeah, the beef eaters. It's called the tat thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're going to head down there. Apparently, they're going to clean up the beach. I doubt it. They're not going to pick up rubbish.
I'd like to see you picking up a syringe. You know? Yeah. Oh, do you reckon this is what they shoot up their crack with? You know, like, oh, she'll know. She's an American. She's probably down there selling it. I mean, who else is going to pay for the $30,000 dress?
Well, anyway, there's been...
Allegedly.
Princess Anne has given some advice. She does not like shaking hands, according to a new...
Have you seen a picture of her? I wouldn't shake a hand either. Hello, can I shake your hoof there, please, Princess Margaret? She says, yeah.
So according to a new documentary that's just been aired on British television, she said she doesn't like shaking hands. She says you can't shake hands with everybody, so don't start.
She doesn't like the young ones because they're getting in there touching up everybody. No, they're not. They're flicking each other $5 notes.
That's what they are. It's charity. She also said she hates something else, and that is mobile phones.
Oh, when you come up in front of her and shove a mobile in her face.
She hates them.
She doesn't like it.
And she hates selfies. And
listen, people, have you not seen that camera out there? You can, like, for dogs, you put a treat on it. If you want a photo of Princess Mug, you put a carrot on the front of the phone. You go, here you go, Princess. And she goes, like, and as she goes for it, then you take the photo.
Well, she's got some good advice. I believe it. She says people don't believe they've experienced the event until they've taken a photograph.
That is true.
So there you go. So if you meet Anne, don't turn your back and try and get a selfie, or don't try and shake hands. Just
saddle her up and ride the bitch off into the sunset.
Serious conversation now. There's a video that's been doing the rounds on Facebook.
It's not my video. It's on private setting. Is that what we're talking about?
It's not your video.
Don't share that shit out there.
I've seen your video. I've kept it up my sleeve in case I ever need it.
I've already had enough calls from lawyers this week. I don't need more.
Yeah. Well, there's a video doing the rounds on Facebook, and it includes a segment from, you know, the BBC show QI, I think they show here. Anyway.
Oh, that's with that old man that married that 12-year-old boy.
That's right. The video asks which of avocados, almonds, melon, kiwi or butternut squash, which of them are suitable for vegans? And according to QI, the answer is none of them. No, none of them are suitable.
Oh.
It's saying commercial farming of these vegetables involves something called migratory beekeeping, which is where there's not enough local bees pollinating the trees to produce
the
fruit.
There's no bees.
There's none there.
I told you last summer I had to get out with a paintbrush and...
Did you clean your teeth?
No, self-pollinate my
Tom, where
my
are you
plants.
Going?
No, so I had to go with a little paintbrush and then stick it in that flower and then the next flower.
Oh, really?
Because we couldn't get any bees and none of my fruit was developing. They just stopped. So we had the apprentice over yesterday while we're looking at stories. I had to explain to him biology 101.
He didn't...
No idea. Yeah, and then... So this is scary. So you're right. I get where you're going now, because part of the vegan, they've got like a little bylaw.
Yeah.
And they don't like honey because the bees, the way they're farmed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like the ethical things. So look, they are farmed terrible, the way they're kept, they're controlled with pests and diseases and blah, blah. So now, as far as they're concerned, it won't come under the vegan list because those bees have to travel to the avocado farms on giant trucks, farmed, let go and done.
And then, not only that, I was just reading, they also go from the avocado farms then to the almond farms.
Correct.
So they're trucked in and out, and apparently it does injure or kill bees in the transportation process.
Yes, you kill a bee whenever you take a hive apart. But we do it here in this country as well, so it's not just wherever you go. There's people out here that call apiarists or something, you know, the bee man.
Yeah.
They make more money now on taking their bees to orchards than they do making from honey.
Really?
It's a business. So people we are. Don't stop praying. So
I want to know if you are vegan. Are these fruits now out? Are they off the menu because of the bee pollination issue? So we'd like to know.
Look, I think the story is a good one. So it's making a joke at the vegans. Do you know what I mean? Saying you're not going to be able to eat it, but it actually has a serious story.
It does.
Do you understand? If we have no bees, we all die.
Exactly. We may finally have the definitive most epic moment in Bachelor history, courtesy of the Vietnamese version of the series.
Okay, why?
In a now viral moment from The Bachelor Vietnam, two contestants declared they fell in love with each other. So there's some clips. Now, I've asked you to go and get the clips. Did you get them?
Yes, I did that. I Googled, I downloaded, okay. I saved, I...
Okay, let's play them and
inserted.
Let's see what happened.
That's love music.
Is it?
That's love music. Your pants now. Yeah. Oh, nice sexual touch up the back of the arm. Did I download this? What was I listening to?
So what happened?
Oh, what happened?
You meant to get the clip.
Yeah, well, I thought the lady was going to talk. Yeah. Well, basically she says, I don't like your little wing-wing anymore. Yeah. And she says, I like that girl's... pee-pee, you know, oh no, Fiji, or whatever we're going to do. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, one turns around and says to Mr. Bachelor, yeah, you have little wang. I not like that anymore.
So,
yeah.
So what happened? So there's a girl on The Bachelor.
It's the Bachelor guy's got a pick from one of the 12.
Right.
And he didn't give one of them a rose because she says she didn't like his little ding-a-ling anymore.
Oh.
And then she ran off with the one next to her. One of the girls.
One of the girls.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they're very excited. I do know the Vietnamese people are very excited, but I hate to blame your little Lezo bubble there, Vietnam. It's happened in here in Australia already.
Has it?
Yeah.
I think this is great. So according to a recent interview with one of the show's producers, the couple are apparently still together.
Oh, that's so nice.
And the producer said they left the show. They've been together since. And she said, we delivered on our promise that two people would find love. How good's that?
How good's that? So what about the poor bachelor? What's he doing?
Oh, he'd probably go with one of the others, I imagine.
Oh, he'd be going down. Well, that just shows you. But it's better than this Australian bachelor.
Yeah, he didn't pick any, did he?
Well, I mean, no one picked him. I think there might have been... I think they tried to make out he said no, but I think technically they all walked out on him.
Walked out. Poor guy.
Oh, I know. I mean, that body, no personality. And then we brought the new one in. Have you seen her?
Yes.
Australia's sweetheart to what? I don't know. But I'm telling you, watch. I was watching. We had to watch the new Bachelorette.
Mm.
I'm telling
Forgot
you, my gaydar was going ding, 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 ding a lot of times. Let me tell you.
They all look pretty similar, though, I must admit. Don't you think?
Well, I only just saw there's a few there. There's a man that had a little moustache and he was wearing a dress and there was some got up and tried to dance and, yeah, it looked like the peel on a Friday
Well,
night.
Maybe we'll have a repeat of The Bachelor in Vietnam on our version of The Bachelorette here and we'll get two guys going off together.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That'd be great. Tom, there's evidence mounting that social disconnection negatively impacts our health. And research is showing that a lack of social connectedness is linked to early death, which is on par with smoking or obesity. How's that?
See, I disagree.
You reckon?
Yeah, because every time I go outside and talk to somebody, I don't want to throw myself under a truck. When I stay at home and don't talk to people, I feel happy.
You feel better.
Yeah.
Well, a postal workers in Britain, at least, will soon be delivering a dose of compassion alongside the mail to combat loneliness. So a pilot program is being launched to get the postmen and women involved in the fight against social isolation. It's called Safe and Connected, and they're going to go and check on people when they deliver the mail.
Well, that ain't going to happen in this country, because I tell you what, when you do see our postman, he goes that bloody fast on his little Vespa.
Yeah.
He'd take you out. But the other thing, the other day, I was waiting for a parcel. Knew it was coming, a registered letter. Have the front door open. I'm home all day. I go out there and I get a little card. Sorry, you weren't home. Come and collect it from the post office. They're lies. So this is, don't worry, we're going to visit Nana. Oh, we'll just leave a card in the door. Oh, wait, sorry you weren't home.
And they just left the card.
More than once has happened. And then when I went up to the post office and told them that happened, they said, oh, no, you might have been in the bathroom. And I said, let me tell you, my dogs would have told me if someone knocked on my front door.
Maybe that postman thought, oh, Tom's not lonely, I don't need to, stop.
No, I'm not the only one. Everyone on the out in my area complains the same. Yeah, so don't rely on Australia Post, if that's the case, because, I mean, Yeah, we don't have the money here because we pay our like CEO like $10 billion right. or something. Yeah, well, we don't have money.
Royal Mail in the UK, they're going to check on people when they deliver the mail. They're going to ask questions. But get this, they're going to record the answers to the questions in their handheld devices. You know those things where you type your signature now? Yeah. Or you?
Well, that's really good. If it's going to be Royal Mail and there's lonely people in England, send the Queen out. I mean, she's royal. She's got nothing better to do. What's the old biddy? What's his husband, Prince Philip? I mean, he's like 90-something. Just bock him up in a chair in some old nursing home. Oh, he can impress people for hours.
Or the ones here, they're going down the beach today, aren't they, picking up rubbish?
Oh, we're talking about the young ones.
Yeah, they could do it too.
Oh, I wouldn't mind a delivery from that young royal male. Yeah.
There's a cheese festival coming up. In Melbourne?
Oh, dear. Well, you know there is a cream, and if you wash yourself correctly, that doesn't happen. Is that where we're going with this story?
No, it's not where we're going. Oh. But apparently, do you grate cheese?
Pardon?
Do you grate cheese, or do you buy the pre-grated one?
Sweetheart, I don't do anything. You know that. I don't know how it arrives on my plate. Sometimes it's sliced, sometimes it's cubed. You're right, I have seen it grated. Yeah.
Well, cause apparently the ones, you know, the pre-grated stuff is full of all sorts of additives, so it's not actually pure cheese.
Okay, well, of course, it's plastic, isn't it? It's the way it sits and...
But one Twitter, and I'm not sure if I agree with this, has shown us, one Twitter user has shown us that we should be grating our cheese horizontally.
What?
We should be doing it horizontally. So you know the grater, how it's got, like a traditional grater, and it's got a, you know, it's squarish
yeah.
or whatever. Not one of the flat ones, one of the ones that you hold upright and you grate it. You okay. know those ones and you always grate your fingers off?
I remember seeing those in, like, before the war.
Yeah. And
that's what you used to... Is that what you still use,
isn't it? And the cheese sticks on the inside and then you have to...
I don't know, I've never
put
done
your
it.
Hand in.
Okay, yeah.
And get it down. Well, she's put this thing up on Twitter and said, this is how you should be doing it, and you should be holding it horizontal and then grating horizontally.
Okay, and then what happens? The cheese falls
And then
out.
It all falls into the centre.
Oh, okay. Well, good on you, sweetheart.
So we've been doing it wrong the whole time. And apparently, look...
Hey,
this
who's
is,
to say...
This is,
how do we know she's right?
Well, I actually dispute this because I reckon if you were meant to hold it horizontally, if you put the thing on the bench, it's going to grate your bench because it's got gratings on either side.
Okay, I know you keep telling me explaining it and holding up your hand. I've never seen one. I don't know.
You don't know what a cheese grater is?
Well, I suppose I do. I've seen it in the cupboard. It falls out every so often. Yeah.
Well, anyway, this she's been liked 60,000 times so far. She's been shared over 20,000 times. So people are confused about how they should grate cheese.
She's only had 20,000 views. That's not a lot.
That's not bad for someone who's just made something
Listen,
up.
Listen, I was on the internet the other day and there's a Reddit thing about a man with two penises and it's had millions of hits. Now, that's important news. That's stuff that we need to know. This will help us get to the day. Who gives a shit how we grade cheese? I want to know how that man with two dicks performs.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.